Hello, Mr. Dark. Take a seat here, please. Yes, this one across from me. Thank you for coming to see me after so many meetings these last few weeks. I would like you to take a look at the new edition of the contract of divorce between you and your wife. I think you'll find it more than fair. Go ahead, please, take a look at it. I'll be available for any questions, if you have any. Excuse me, but there is no way you looked at the new changes I have made. Throwing the pages across with your thumb does not mean you've read it. Look, do you know how long I've spent on these contracts? How many hours of my life have been spent going back and forth between you and the missus? Part of my pay only gets paid when this has been resolved, and, well, to be honest, you and your wife... No! No, sir, you have proven overly difficult. It's almost like you want this issue to drag on and on. So, are there any areas of dispute? The house. The house. What? Oh, we went through this a month ago. This has already been signed off and resolved by both of you. I don't see how this can possibly be an issue again. Need I remind you, sir, you were the one caught cheating. No, I don't want to hear how it was an accident or how it was one time you had your dick sucked on the couch in a bar. How did you not think you would be noticed? Look, she has witnesses. She even has the pictures you took on your phone, and you need to realize that. Honestly, it is disgusting that you are not wanting to solve this more to her satisfaction. Yes, I do believe I have been fair. So what if I've gone for a few drinks with your wife? I'm available to my clients, and perhaps I've even consoled her. There's clearly an injured party in this dispute. You want to bring this dispute to a close? I would. I would like that more than anything. You have some questions? Okay, go ahead. Do I deliberately show cleavage before our meetings? Well, it is good to know it hasn't gone unnoticed. Let me trade you a question for a question, okay? How sure are we that I can get your signature on this contract by the end of this meeting? Can you look into my eyes and say that, please? Well then, in the spirit of honesty, I'm putting this thing to bed. It is rare I have to meet with injured parties separately when I mediate. When I'm with the wife and the husband, I can usually resolve almost any issue. But in the event that, to be honest, usually the man decides to be difficult, and I have to have solo meetings, well, a girl has to use her assets. Sometimes men don't respond to fairness or professionalism. They do quite often respond to a tight, low-cut, white shirt, usually with some shiny necklace that gives them a reason to look at my tits pushed together. I am glad to know you've noticed, because I haven't caught you looking. Have you noticed anything else? Well, let me put it this way. My hair doesn't normally just stay in a blowout all done up like this. I don't make a habit of wearing fire engine red lipstick. I'm putting my pen to my mouth when I think. And if my boss knew how much cleavage I show when we meet, well, I'd have more than a stern talking to. Now, I sense we can have a resolution today. I gave you a very lengthy answer, so here's a question for you. Was it worth it? You've been so careful in these negotiations, but you did something so stupid in that club. Why didn't you stop the woman when she leaned into your pants? Or why let her suck your cock so long? Couldn't you have rushed it at least? Between our two witnesses, it is clear she was noisy, that you had her sprawled all over the couch, that you weren't trying to hide it. I mean, one of the witnesses swore under oath you were fingering this woman's asshole while she was sucking you, and why, how could you be so stupid? I guess you're right. It's the same reason men usually sign for me when I when I dress this way. When I lean in and stare right in their eyes. When I slip a pen to my lips as I stare at them. Or touch their hand while we talk. Just like this. You are all confused. You weren't thinking properly. You were thinking with that low part of your brain all men have. You just need a bit more influence to get there than a low-cut shirt. I see now. Can you sign the first page for me now? Oh, you just want to look at the new alterations. Tell you what, look at them. But do me a favour, stand up out of that chair. No, don't look at me getting up out of mine. You just read. I think you owe me that. I'm just going to get a glass of cold water. What did I say? Don't look over here. Read the contract. Yeah. Yes, that is me undoing your belt, Mr. Dark. And look at that. I'm on my knees with a cushion, my pencil skirt pulled down to the end of my black kitten heels. My white ass wrapped up in a small black thong. So tiny, so thin. But shh. I want you to read the contract. If you look over here again, I just might have to get up. And you wouldn't want that, right? So ignore my hand slipping into your pants. Ignore that zipper cutting through the air. Ignore my ass moving back and forth under your eyes. Just read the contract and focus for me.
Fuck. Sir. You're already rock hard. So turned on your cock is just pushing its way into my mouth.
Oh.
Pushing it out. I see your problem now. Such a thick, a big cock. You have a hard time not wanting to share it, You probably go a little crazy not being able to slide it into women you meet. I know your type. You like to stretch things, don't you? Tell me. Does it make your balls sore to imagine stretching me? Can tell by the way that your cock twitched, that's a yes. Can you look for a second? I just want you to see this thick cock sliding into my mouth, pushing against my teeth as I force my perfectly prepared face halfway down. You are getting too distracted. Squeezing my ass. You know I had to read over those witnesses so many times. My mouth dropped open when one guy swore he saw you fingering this slut's asshole while she deep-throated you. But feeling you playing with my ass cheeks right now. Taking the underside and softly spreading it. Running your finger along the thong and just lightly pushing against my asshole. I can see how she got confused. The slut, I mean. Now go back to reading. You're getting too distracted, Mr. Dark. I'm gonna have some private time with your cock. What's that? No hands. Oh, sir. You read, and I can take care of that. Don't push my head. If you want me to deep throw all of it, just sign on page 8. I need your signature in about 4 places.
Oh.
my top off. I can do that. My breasts are almost out anyway. Fuck. You're destroying my makeup, so. Making my mascara bleed from my eyes, tearing up. I got to slip the lock of my office door. I probably should have done that already. No, just let me get back on my knees. Oh, sir. Oh, I didn't know you wanted me on top of the table. Here, let me run my hands across your chest. I know what you want. You can watch me slide a finger into this shaved, soft, tight, wet pussy here. Oh, nice and slow. Watch it take just one finger. Oh, fuck. Just softly pump in and out. Oh, I want to let you, but I'm worried you're probably gonna fuck my pussy up a bit. My boyfriend might notice if I come home all sore. So why don't you sign page 9 and page 10 and we'll take it slow, okay? I see you hesitating. Here, let me just guide you in slowly. Oh God. Oh, go ahead, push it in. Push it in slowly. Oh God. Oh God. You sign those pages or I'm sliding right off. Oh, fuck, I wish I'd thought of this weeks ago. Now push me down until I'm flat against the desk. Yeah. Oh, push me down. Push me down until I'm flat against it. Oh, I can feel you wrapping your arm around one of my legs. Dangling it into the air, spreading those legs. Oh, you want to fuck me up for my boyfriend, sir? Oh, go ahead. I want all of it. And I want it hard. Oh, I want you to make me earn that last signature. Oh. So wide on your cock. Oh God. Oh Jesus, do you like seeing me rolling my fingers over my nipples? Pushing these breasts together until they swell. Oh God, your rhythm is so slow and deep. Oh God, I love it. Oh God, push deeper. you're making my pussy take it. Don't pull out whatever you do. My pussy will tighten up again. And I'm wet, but I don't know if we can push it open again like this. Oh, you got me spread so wide on your thick cock. Do me a favor. Just... I'm gonna bite my lip and raise up halfway. Just... Can you pull me a little closer and fuck me harder? Okay. Oh, that's it. Fuck me harder. Just for as long as you can, okay? Oh, God. You slowly fuck me. Oh, fuck, sir. I can't believe this. You want me to touch myself on the desk? I'm gonna sit across from your wife in a couple of hours. Okay. Okay. But you have to just keep really working me over. Oh, make me take it good. Oh, God, make this pussy yours. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, rubbing my clit, boy. You like watching that? You like looking down, seeing me rubbing my clit, making me cream all over your thick, fat cock. Take advantage of me. Make me a slut on this desk. Oh, fuck, hard. Oh, get your fucking money's worth. Oh, fuck up my boyfriend's fit, you asshole. You fucking asshole. I knew this whole time. I knew this is what you needed. Every time your dick tenses, oh my God, my body squeezes around you. Are you close? Oh God, oh God. Because God, baby, I'm so close. Look at you now. So twisted up, you don't know what's going on. Your cock hard and thrusting inside me. Oh, fuck. Fucking enjoying my tight, wet little cunt. Fucking my shaking body. Forcing me to take your cock. Controlling my body. But who's controlling you, sir? Do me a favor. My boyfriend always tries to choke me when I come. But he won't do it hard. I know you will. You don't care about me. You don't give a fuck about me. You don't care about your wife. Shit, did that touch a nerve? Choke me. Show me who owns this pussy. Ride me hard and slow against the table like you like it.
lean in. I put both my legs over the top of your shoulders. And pull me down so that my ass hangs off the desk a bit. Oh, God, it's making me dizzy. I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh, God, I'm so close. Grab his throat. And show me who this pussy belongs to. You. Empty into me there. Oh, so you have a plan? Is that brain still barely working? Barely registering? Barely registering. What's your plan? Ah, that's true, just one last page. You pick it up and sign it. Ah, what do you need from me? You want me to bend over the desk?
Ah. Ah, sounds beautiful to me, sir. The only thing I have left on is my kitten heels anyway.
Oh. Fuck me. Your hands are really enjoying my ass, aren't they? Oh. I can feel you parting the cheeks and running a finger up and down my... Oh, fuck. Careful. No sliding a finger in my ass. It's not part of the deal, sir. Part of the deal now. Oh, fuck. Let me see the signature. I need to see it. Okay, what are you doing? Draping your tie around my neck and tightening. Oh my god. Oh, I love this. You're going to wrap it around me like a leash? Pull on it while you take me from behind and... fuck. Make me take a finger in my asshole while you come inside my cunt. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so tight! Oh, God! Fuck, I needed this. Needed it so bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's no wonder you got caught. Look at you. Look at what you do. Fucking fingering my ass. I want you to make it hurt. Do what my boyfriend never let me do. Make me a fuck doll. Right where your wife will sit. Oh, Christ. Oh, God. I can feel you swelling inside me. You can't... forced me to take it. Making me arch as you string your tie so tight around my neck.
Make sure. Let me make sure there's nothing on it. Not clipped or anything. That's fine. That's just fine. Do you even know what my bonus will be on this? Oh man. I'm so happy. I finally solved this. Fuck. If only I'd known. You can't help it. You just had to enjoy me. Nope. You can't have it. I have your signature now. Look at you. Look at you rubbing your forehead. Oh shit. Oh. I have to wash up or something. My pussy's creaming with you. I need you to leave. We already have your billing information, Mr. Dark. Thank you for a satisfying meeting.